This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will release the 20th installment of the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi, PM Kisan scheme from his parliamentary constituency, Varanasi, this in Uttar Pradesh today. In this installment, 20,500 crore rupees will be dispersed to over 9 crore 70 lakh farmers. On the occasion, the Prime Minister will also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth around 2,200 crore rupees. The projects cater to multiple sectors, including infrastructure and urban development. Mr. Modi will also inaugurate key infrastructure projects, including the widening and strengthening of the Varanasi-Bhadohi Road and Chathoni-Shul-Tankeshwar Roads, and a railway overbridge at Hardatpur to ease traffic on the Mohan Sarai-Adalpura Road. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav was informed that 73 major stations facing rush situations will have a station director empowered to take on-the-spot decongesting decisions during the festive rush. Mr. Vaishnav stated this in a written reply in the Rajya Sabha yesterday. He said railways will enhance crowd management with wider footover bridges and creation of permanent holding areas outside the stations. He informed that the pilot project for holding areas is in progress at 5 stations. The External Affairs Ministry has said the sourcing of India's defence requirements is determined solely by country's national security imperatives and strategic assessments. The ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said this while briefing media in New Delhi last evening in reply to a query on defence procurements. On energy sourcing, the spokesperson asserted that New Delhi is guided by what is on offer in the markets and by the prevailing global circumstances.
On our energy sourcing requirements, you are aware of our broad approach that we look at what is there available in the market, what is there on offer, and also what is the prevailing global situation or circumstances. Now, on the specific question, I am not aware of the specifics that you mentioned.
In Jammu and Kashmir, a terrorist has been killed in an ongoing encounter with security forces in the Akal Devsar area of Kulgam district this morning. The encounter began last evening after specific information about the presence of terrorists in the area. The joint operation was launched by the Army, J&K Police and the CRPF. Intermittent and intense firefight continued through the night. India launched the first set of 4 development projects under the India-UN Global Capacity Building Initiative aimed at supporting countries of the Global South in meeting sustainable development goals. The projects were officially launched by the Secretary West in the Ministry of External Affairs, Tanmay Lal, yesterday. According to the MEA, the India-UN Global South Capacity Building Initiative is a natural extension of India's development partnership efforts. In Sikkim, preparations are underway to open the Chola and Doklam regions for domestic tourists under the centre's Bharat Ranbhumi Darshan scheme. Official sources confirmed Doklam, Chola and Nathula have been identified as key destinations for a new battlefield tourism circuit in the state. Indian women wrestlers dominated the 2025 Under-17 World Championship in Athens, securing total 6 medals, including 2 golds and 3 silvers. Rachna claimed gold in 43kg category and Ashwini Vishnoi triumphed in the 65kg category. Moni 57kg, Kajal 73kg and Yashita 61kg each won silver, while Komal Verma earned a bronze in the 49kg category. Indian women's wrestling team clinched the champion trophy with 151 points, while the USA finished as runners-up with 142 points. In badminton, Indian star shuttlers are set to compete for a spot in the finals of Macau Open today. India's Lakshya Sen will be up against 5th seed Alvi Farhan of Indonesia, while Tarun Manipalli will take on Malaysia's Justin Ho in the semifinals. In the women's semifinals, Denmark's Line Christofferson will face Riko Gunji of Japan, while China's Yufei Chen will take on Xiang Ti Sin of Chinese Taipei. And that is the end of this news bulletin.